Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
Morocco stunned the Netherlands in a World Cup thriller. Morocco have knocked the Netherlands out of the 2026 World Cup, winning a dramatic penalty shootout 3-2 after the match ended 1-1 following extra time. Cody Gakpo gave the Dutch the lead in the 72nd minute, scoring an emotional opener just days after he and his partner lost their unborn son, breaking down in tears as teammates rushed to embrace him. Morocco refused to give up, and substitute Kemsten Talbi delivered a pinpoint cross for Issa Diop to power a stoppage-time header past goalkeeper Bart Verbruggen, forcing extra time. The shootout that followed swung both ways, with goalkeeper Yassine Bonu saving Crescencio Somerville's effort, Ashraf Hakimi striking the post, and a Sofyan Rahimi penalty that appeared saved before the ball crept over the line. Ismail Saibari then kept his nerve to convert the winning kick and send Morocco through.
Dutch captain Virgil van Dijk said the game plan was working, but that in stoppage time, his side got pushed back. And once it went to penalties, they were unfortunately eliminated. Morocco now advanced to the last 16 and face Canada in Houston on Saturday. Germany's World Cup campaign has ended in painful and historic fashion, as Julian Nagelsmann's side were eliminated by Paraguay in the round of 32 on penalties in Boston, the first time Germany have ever lost a World Cup shootout. Paraguay took the lead through a Julio Enciso goal in the first half, before Kai Havertz headed Germany level in normal time. The match then went to extra time, where a Germany goal was controversially ruled out following a VAR review. In the shootout, Havertz, who had scored the equalizer, missed the first spot kick, with Nick Vultemade and Jonathan Tah also failing to convert, before Jose Canale sealed a famous victory for Paraguay. It marks another painful milestone for a nation that has not won a World Cup knockout tie since lifting the trophy in 2014, and has now exited 3 consecutive World Cups without progressing beyond the early stages, following group stage exits in 2018 and 2022.
Nagelsmann, who was 38 and took over in 2023, told German broadcaster ZDF and assembled reporters that he is not the type to run away, and that the decision over his future rests with the German Football Association, the DFB. His contract runs until 2028, the year Germany are expected to contend for the European Championship, with that tournament to be held in the UK and Ireland. However, reaction from the football world has been swift. Former Germany defender Arne Friedrich said on BBC Radio 5 Live that Nagelsmann must face the consequences and that the journey would continue without him, while former midfielder Thomas Hitzlsperger called the early exit unacceptable, noting that going out this early is tough to take for any major nation, particularly given the expanded World Cup format. Nagelsmann himself admitted his side are no longer among the first-class teams.
Meanwhile, in a striking contrast, Paraguay President Santiago Peña declared a national holiday for Tuesday to mark the victory, calling it a historic day that goes far beyond sport, making Paraguay the second South American country to declare a holiday following a surprise result against Germany at this tournament, after Ecuador did the same last week. Paraguay now advanced to face either France or Sweden in the last 16, with that match scheduled for Philadelphia on Saturday, the 4th of July.
World Cup 2026 is suddenly delivering the drama fans were hoping for. After a group stage that offered little genuine jeopardy, the World Cup's new last 32 knockout round has exploded into life with a string of breathless finishes. Canada beat South Africa with an injury time winner. Brazil edged Japan with another late goal. And then came 2 penalty shootouts, including a brilliantly chaotic one in which Morocco beat Netherlands after forcing extra time with yet more last-gasp heroics. The expanded 48-team format means almost a third of all matches are now knockout games, compared to a quarter under the old 32-team setup, and that shift is already generating a fierce intensity. FIFA's motive was purely financial, but the accidental consequence is more high-stakes football than any previous World Cup has offered.
Notably, no European side has yet advanced to the last 16,
with both Germany and Netherlands already eliminated, while teams from the Americas and Africa are thriving in what many expect to be conditions that suit them. The uneven bracket and the group stage predictability remain legitimate criticisms of the bloated format. But right now, the knockout rounds are making a compelling case that the sheer volume of sudden death football might just be worth the slog that came before it. Football's greatest rivalry faces its ultimate test at the World Cup. Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo have long been the two best players of their generation, but their records in World Cup knockout matches could hardly be more different. Neither player scored outside the group stages until 2022, when their paths dramatically diverged. Ronaldo was benched during Portugal's last 16 and quarterfinal matches in 2022, as his country fell to Morocco. Messi, meanwhile, reached another level entirely, scoring 5 times across knockout wins against Australia, the Netherlands, Croatia, and France to deliver Argentina their first World Cup title since 1986. Now, at the 2026 World Cup, both players have found the net in the group stages. Messi 6 times, Ronaldo 2 times. But the real test lies ahead. Ronaldo has never scored in a World Cup knockout match, and he faces immediate pressure as Portugal take on Croatia, with a likely clash against Spain to follow. Argentina have a comparatively gentler path, facing Cape Verde in the last 32, with Australia or Egypt waiting in the next round.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners, and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.